Lee, before I get into the show today,
okay,
I want women to understand what we're looking at right now.
Okay.
Because this shocks the mind. It's so shocking that, like, you're by nature, you would disregard it, okay? The world the Democrats would have women live in without guns. And this demonstrates it. I get people all the time who say to me, you're just exaggerating for ratings. Well, if you've watched me for 10 years on this station, you realize I didn't go far enough 2, 3, 4 years down the line when we see what they actually are. Ladies, let me bottom line this for you. They want you to live in a world where you can be raped by an illegal immigrant, and he will be protected from deportation. And in that world, you will not be allowed to have a gun to defend yourself. And the men in your life who love you, your father, your brother, your husband, your boyfriend, will not be allowed to have a gun to protect you. That is taking us back to the 1400s, the 1500s, the 1600s, the Victorian era of England, where women could not leave their home. You could not have a career because you could not leave your home without the protection of a man. There weren't police departments back then. The Democrats call that the patriarchy. They kept women down. No, they didn't. They kept them at home because it wasn't safe. A woman was a burden to the men in her life because she had to be kept safe. She could not leave the house without his protection. Go back and read Victorian era novels. It will blow your mind. My daughter and I have been doing this lately, going back through it. Men weren't keeping women down because they were the patriarchy and angry. There were no police departments, Lee. And so if a woman wanted to go and buy a hat for her new dress, you know what that required the man to do? He had to walk with her where she went, and he had to walk back. This was Victorian England. A woman who cannot walk to a place or drive to a place in safety, cannot be independent, cannot be a feminist, cannot hold a job, cannot have the rights we enjoy in this country. The very ones they scream at the patriarchy for, they want to take away. Yesterday, I know this sounds crazy, she's raving again, but look, black and white facts. Yesterday, Nancy Mace, a woman from South Carolina, representative, sponsored a bill. It's called the Violence Against Women by Illegal Aliens Act. It says if you commit a sex crime as an illegal immigrant, automatic deportation. You would think we could agree on this.
Sounds reasonable. Nothing radical about that.
Very reasonable. You don't get to rape American women. Let me just bottom line. You just don't get to. It ain't the 1500s. It's not the 1600s. It's not the Victorian era. You don't get to rape a woman because she's out alone. And that was very much the way the justice system worked back then. If you were a woman back out alone, it was assumed you wanted to be raped. It was assumed. Why else would you go out by yourself? You knew you were going to get raped. It was like, I'm telling you, it was like that as recent Lee, as the 1600s and 1700s in England. And they want to bring it back. A majority of Democrats in the House voted no. 178 out of 211. Raping an American woman, sexually abusing an American woman, not enough to send you home. There with the illegal rapist and not with you. Look at this in black and white. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to my rhetoric. Look at the vote. Look at the vote total. Fox News, if you want to read the article. Democrat women, wake up. Wake up. This is not feminism. This is a level of sickness I can't even wrap my mind around. Headline, if you want to look it up, 158 Democrats vote against bill to deport illegal immigrants who commit sex crimes.
Okay, so just to make this objective, you're talking about a person, an individual,
mm-hmm.
who is in the country illegally.
Yes.
Who broke the law to enter the country illegally. Commits a heinous, violent, sexual crime against an American citizen. And you are opposed to deporting that person.
Yes. No that automatic deportation. It's just automatic deportation.
Absolutely mind-boggling that you can defend that vote. and say that you are upholding the Constitution of the United States and representing the people of your district.
Now, to be fair, 51 Democrats voted with Nancy Mason with the Women of America. They
said, no, good for them. And they should be commended.
They should be. They should be commended. No, we don't get to come to America and rape women. We don't get to do that. No. But a majority, I'm sorry to say, of Democrats, 78% in the House said no, we're not going to make it law that you're automatically deported. Why do we have to make it law that you're automatically deported?
Yeah,
Let's talk about that.
That's a very good question, Tara.
Because the Biden administration keeps churning rapists back out. That's why. Because these Democrat sanctuary cities, as we saw recently in Florida, keeps churning these rapists back out. Remember when poor Ron DeSantis has to interrupt what he's doing for a week and call up to Washington? Because remember, Washington State, an illegal had raped a woman. Sanctuary state, they bonded him out. He decided he didn't want to sit around for trial, so he went to Florida. In Florida, or normal America, as we call it, sheriff picked him up on a traffic violation, held him for as long as he could under the law. In other words, the opposite of the Democrat philosophy on this, and said, look, I have to let him go. I can't legally hold him anymore. We need ICE to pick him up. The Biden administration initially said ICE wasn't picking him up. He was going to go out in the community. Lee, women were terrified in Florida. They were interviewing him. They were interviewing them. They're going to let a rapist go. That's the Democrats. Mm-hmm. Ron DeSantis had to hold a press conference and embarrass Joe Biden and Kamala Harris into sending ICE down to pick him up. That's what we have to do every time to protect the women of this country. And she wants your gun. So if you're saying, well, I'll protect myself. No, you don't get to do that. You don't get to shoot them either. You don't get to deport them, and you don't get to shoot them when they try to hurt you. This is anti-human, anti-woman. They will let you, by the way, they will let you abort the baby after he rapes you. That's the only right you get over your body. And by the way, you already have that right in every one of the 50 states under Republican governance.
Yeah.
There is not a state in this country that does not have an exception for rape.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all you get. And you know what? You want to hear the attitude I'm talking about? Don't take my word for it. Let's pull this up. Joy Reid and Democrat Congress member and squad member Pramila Jayapal, they are outraged that Fox News keeps interviewing these women who've been raped by illegals. Remember this? They laugh at them. The victims. Listen to that. Remember this. Don't forget this. Don't forget who they are. And tell all your women friends.
But there's a lot of fear mongering.
There's a lot of fear mongering. Let me show you the this is one of the reasons that people have these sort of thinking. Here's the three cable networks reporting of this. Was our banner said, soon Biden announces legal protections for undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens. CNN's banner said, Biden announces new protections for some undocumented spouses. Here was Fox's banner, migrant arrested for raping 13-year-old in New York City.
Yes.
And so I think that's part of the problem, right?
Exactly.
Is that you have that's a lot of the problem. Fear-mongering.
Exactly.
And you hear her laugh. 13-year-old raped. Yeah, I know. It's so funny. They shouldn't talk about it. That's who they are. Right there in that clip. That's who they are, Lee.
Yep.
I guess this is very personal for me because I have a daughter about to go out in the world not too long. And in the world that I see her going into, I am very, very, very afraid of. Mm-hmm. And I've never been this afraid as a woman in America. Not of where we are right now, but where we could soon be. Maybe where we are.
Yeah, well, there's enough fear right now for where we are. But yes, the looming future that we are looking at, if the powers in Washington continue to go the way they're going, yeah.
By the way, you need to listen to today's Battleground America podcast and share it with women that you know, because it's going to be epic. And I'm going to run down why Trendyaragua is taking these apartment complexes, not just in Aurora, but across Colorado, in Texas now, and in Chicago. Their number one line of business is sex trafficking, prostitution. They need them. That's what they need them for. Whole apartment complexes. But the way Trendyaragua does prostitution is not American recognized, really. Like in America, what do we think? Prostitute, she got addicted to drugs. Now she has a pimp, you know, and she's choosing this. We're going to try to talk her out of lifestyle, right? That's how we think of prostitution in America. This ain't that kind of prostitution. This is, she was one of the three prettiest girls in the village. We kidnapped her. We brought her against her will to America, and now we're selling her. You know what Trendyaraga, I'm going to give you a little more of a hint, was doing in those apartments when the UK Daily Mail sent their reporters to find out because American media doesn't want to know? They were selling girls, not women, girls, who, just by view, were shockingly underage. Right there. That's what they are taking the apartments for, and it's how they made their money in Venezuela. They kidnap women and girls, and they sell them. There's no choice about this. This is like something out of the Stone Age. We have never seen this in America. And you can stop it. You can stop it. You make sure every person that you know, you're in North Carolina, particularly you're in Georgia, and you're in South Carolina, you make sure every person you know, number one, right now is registered to vote, okay? The deadlines are the 6th, the 7th, and the 11th of October. And then we're going to make sure they go out and vote. I don't care if they haven't voted in 20 years. They're going to go out and vote for Donald Trump like their life and their daughter's life depends on it, because it may. Okay, the bad news, the shocking news, should we lose, is that 78% of Democrats in the House, a majority, just voted against deporting illegal immigrants who rape women. Thank you, by the way, Nancy Mace, for sponsoring that legislation. It's very simple. You commit a sex crime in this country and against American, automatic deportation. President has no say. ICE has no say. Immigration judge has no say. And that's because we have to take this back from Democrats because we can't trust them to deport those who rape us. That's the bad news. And it shows you they are monsters, these people, these Democrats. Here's the good news. Ever so slowly, Americans are figuring it out. Now, to set this up, most of the time I've been doing this, I've been watching the polls. Most of the time, you can't get to a majority of Americans want to deport illegal immigrants. You can't. And when Trump ran, it was usually 47, 48%, something like that, 46, 47.8 wanted to deport illegals already here. But the majority wanted to keep them because Americans are very warm hearted. They have a very pro-immigrant ethic because their families came here that way. Granted, it was legally, but they do. And they don't want to cause somebody harm or cause them hurt or separate a family. And so they will tell you, no, I don't want to deport. It was that way through Trump's entire presidency and the beginning of the Biden presidency. Every poll always came back that way. A small, but yes, a majority of Americans, always a small majority, did not want to deport. That has flipped. We are now at 54% of Americans backing mass deportation of illegals. People have had it. They've just had it. And look, this is what happens when you dump 20,000 people on Springfield, and it's a 52,000 strong city. Scripps Howard Ipsos survey. So these are two liberal polling outfits. Ipsos is, and Scripps is a liberal news service. Okay. So if they're telling me 54% of Americans are now like, get them out of here, I can't take it anymore, it's probably more like 60. And listen to this. 86% of Republicans say, yes, deport them all. 58% of independents, according to them, and shockingly, 25% of Democrats. So go ahead, add 8 to 10 points to that because they're lying. These are liberal firms. 25% of Democrats can't take it anymore. Okay, do you understand why Democrats are so obsessed with censorship right now? They're not censoring us so we won't talk to each other. They're censoring us so we won't talk to their sheeple. And when you have 25% of Democrats saying, dear God, we can't do this anymore. We can't live like this anymore. We have to deport these people. 25% of Democrats. That is why they want the censorship. It's to keep their sheeple from finding out who they really are. And their sheeple are figuring it out. You know why the sheeple are figuring it out? Can I tell you why? I know I'm like a broken record, but it's so much fun. Elon Musk. Elon Musk has been retweeting all this stuff. And if you go look at his Twitter feed, X feed, every one of these, a bad tweet from Elon Musk does 15 million. That's like a slow tweet for him. Not unusual over a week or two for it to go to 60, 70 million. And the thing he's most passionate about is this immigration issue, because he says, look, they're bringing them in here to outvote you. And then we have overnight, Federal Reserve Chairman Powell, did you see this? Admitting Joe Biden's Federal Reserve Chairman, okay? The influx of illegal migrants is to blame for the rising unemployment rate. So they're being brought here not just to outvote you, but to outwork you. We're being replaced in different ways, right? So they are being brought here to outvote, say, the people of Springfield. Why would you dump 20,000 Haitians on Springfield? The Democrats believe they'll vote Democrat. Springfield is a Republican city in Ohio. And they very much resent the fact Ohio for a long time was a bellwether, was purple. Now it's flip red. They don't like that. So they're like, here, take 20,000 Haitians. We believe they will vote Democrat. Oh, by the way, most of them have never been, they're so poor, most of them have never been to a doctor. Many of them are illiterate in their own language. They don't speak English. They are not prepared to exist here in a way that is good for them and good for us, but we don't care. Take that, Springfield. We just made you a Democrat city. And I went yesterday through city after city after city. They're starting to come, they're all over the country, these cities, where they cannot physically take them in, but they're Republican and they're being dumped. Elon Musk just retweeted a thing. Do you know what where they put the Haitians? More than 100,000 Haitians, you know where they all went? 81% went to places that voted for Donald Trump. Why? This is a voter drive, but it's also a worker replacement drive. So if you're Black, you think, well, why would they replace Black Americans? Well, Black Americans, you know, vote still overwhelmingly for Democrats, right? Why would you? They're replacing you at work. I mean, these illegals are going to need to work somewhere. Are they going to be mad to go home? They won't vote Democrat. So they need your jobs. Your jobs. And you now have, it's shocking. And this is why it's trending in the top 10 in the country for Jerome Powell to admit that. This is a shocking admission for Powell. That, look, the reason that, that unemployment is down in this country is very simple. It's because the, you know, illegals are being brought in by the Democrats. And here's the other thing that he admits. He goes further and he says, listen, we can't go on only creating 100,000 jobs a month in a country of 340 to 360 million and think that we're going to survive when we're bringing in 50,000 illegals a month. And that's what he's talking about here. And for Powell to say that is shocking, okay? Because that's an admission. All of these things, folks, if you had said what Powell said yesterday, okay, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, if a Republican said this, you would be charged with being an evil racist who is for replacement theory. And yet this is Biden's own Federal Reserve Chair. Now listen to the reference to the 100,000, okay? He's nervous making it because he knows what he's doing. He's repeating replacement theory because it's true. It's true in the workforce, okay? Take a listen to it now that you understand what he's saying.
If you're having millions of people come into the labor force then and you're creating 100,000 jobs, you're going to see unemployment go up.
Catch that? What does he mean by that? You're creating 100,000 jobs. They're only creating 100,000 jobs a month. Remember, they were lying about the amount of jobs that they were creating. It's only 100,000 jobs. He's telling you that. Now listen again.
If you're having millions of people come into the labor force then, and you're creating 100,000 jobs, you're gonna see unemployment go up. So you know, we understand there's been quite an influx across the borders, and that has actually been one of the things that's allowed unemployment rate to rise. And the other thing is just the slower hiring rate, which is something we also watch carefully. So
why is the hiring rate slower? You're competing with illegals. Go back to the 100,000. What is he talking about? The Democrats just got caught faking. Last year, 818,000 of the jobs were real, roughly 30. They're not real, roughly 30%, right? So that means, what are you creating? He knows what we're creating. We're creating only 100,000 jobs a month. they're lying about the rest and then readjusting them down in the months after. We've talked about that, right? Now, listen to this part again. Listen.
If you're having millions of people come into the labor force then and you're creating 100,000 jobs, you're going to see unemployment go up. So, you know, we understand there's been quite an influx across the borders.
Yep. And but to hear again, to hear that from a Biden official, when if I said it 6 months ago, that would be racist replacement theory. It would be what they called a conspiracy theory. And now you're hearing it from the highest levels of the Federal Reserve. I mean, just dang. Good morning. Nothing better in the morning than the sound of AOC. Almost in tears. She is. I don't know if you can hear it in the audio I'm about to play you, but you could see it on TV. She is, I kid you not, almost in tears over the Teamsters endorsement. Or lack of endorsement. This is huge. It's also in the top 10 stories in the country. So Americans are getting a look at this. You're watching the working class reject the Democrats. That's what this is. So let me give you the background on it. And then we'll listen to AOC almost cry because it just gets me going in the morning. It's better than a cup of coffee. Ah, it's so good. Yeah, all right. So here's what has happened over the last week, okay? The Teamsters always endorsed the Democrats for the most part. And it was historic. Remember the RNC convention, the Republican convention? I mean, you hadn't had a Teamsters union guy speak at that for decades. And yet they felt they had to come. Why? Because they want to keep their jobs. They want to keep their union members. And their union members, it turns out, are overwhelmingly for Trump. So here's what they did, okay? They had a town hall straw poll. So that's where you're voting and people know who you are, okay? Members of the Teamsters, and that includes leadership. Okay, so they took the vote, right? There's obviously an atmosphere of fear inside the Teamsters, as there is in any organization the Democrats run, because they're totalitarians. They're very scary. They will destroy you for not properly supporting them, right? So they take a vote, and how does it go? At the time, Biden was, of course, the nominee before he was deposed for Her Highness. Okay, Biden gets 44% of the vote from the Teamsters. Trump gets 36% of the vote. RFK gets 5.6, okay? So they, but this is public voting though. So everybody knows how you voted. Okay. Well, they did a research phone poll of Teamsters members. That's a little more anonymous. Not completely anonymous, but I wonder, because if, you know, they had to have your name and phone number to call you, right? Or at least your phone number. I wonder if it was truly anonymous, if the number would be higher, but Trump got 58% of the Teamster vote. These are union members. Harris Scott, are you ready for this? 31%. But because there had been that previous straw poll, the Teamsters leadership, they're all Democrats, was able to pretend like, wow, we just don't really know who our base supports. Yeah, you did a phone poll and 58% said Trump. Yeah, I know, it's baffling. We don't know who they support. And 31% said Harris. Yeah, we're so confused. So the Teamsters published these results saying, well, the straw poll went for Biden. Yeah, because everybody had to vote in their own name. The straw poll went for Biden. But now, I mean, now look at, you know, the phone poll, which is more anonymous, went for Trump. So they put this out a few days ago, said they were confused. They didn't know. They couldn't tell. They couldn't figure out who their base wanted. So hard. So they said they were going to make a decision. So they came out yesterday and said no endorsement, which is unheard of. At least in modern times, last time anything like this happened where the Democrat didn't automatically get the endorsement was 1996. So AOC is asked about this. Okay, she's a communist. They call him Democrat socialist because it cleans it up a little. She's a communist. You understand the history of communism in this country, the infiltration of Marxists in this country, the infiltration of socialists in this country, their foothold always came from organized labor. Did you go see the movie Reagan? Ow! Crash and I loved it. We went to see it together. We went to see the movie Reagan, and one of the things you'll see with Reagan used to be the president of the Screen Actors Guild. The Screen Actors Guild was competing with other guilds that were infiltrated by communists, right? And they would brawl, okay? Reagan had scars all over his body from physical brawls with communists and communist organizers. People don't understand that about the Kipper. He got beaten up by communists and would go out and brawl with Marxist communists. That's the hold they had on the industry. And Reagan was very afraid that Hollywood would be completely infiltrated by Marxists if he didn't stand strong and fight them. And the history of it is incredible. You got to watch it. But they actually have it in the movie. And he fought them physically. They would go out there and slam each other with bats and bricks and every other thing. That's who the left is. But he beat them. And the reason he felt that he had to beat them, and it hurt his acting career badly, he stopped getting parts, was because he said, if the communists completely take over all of these unions in Hollywood, you're going to get nothing but a communist message from Hollywood. He understood he had to physically fight them to keep the American people from being indoctrinated. And that's why he hated communists in the USSR so much. And he was obsessed with it. Media couldn't understand where's this coming from. He had street brawled with communists. So that is their hold. She knows that. That's their hold on this country's labor. Or it was. Here she is asked about the Teamsters don't want the Democrats and their Marxist crap anymore.
I'm very disappointed in Sean O'Brien's leadership. I have found it increasingly alarming all year. When the Teamsters are in trouble, who do they call? When we need to make sure that Teamsters' pensions are bailed out, when we need to make sure that they have a fair shake at the negotiating table with rail, it was Sean O'Brien calling Democrats for help.
Why are we seeing this massive pivot to Trump by the members of the unions? Why are we seeing this? Because of the bloodbath, the real bloodbath that Trump was actually referring to in that clip when he used the term bloodbath. Go to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, okay? Look it up. First definition of bloodbath, you know, bloody slaughter, blah, blah. Second definition of bloodbath is a financial calamity, a financial disaster. Trump is a financial guy. He knows that use of that term. It's used all the time in financial media. It is an actual financial term. He was using the term bloodbath to describe what Biden's EV mandate would do to the auto industry in America, because the Chinese have built like $1 billion worth of plants down in Mexico, and they are getting ready to crank out the EVs that Kamala and Joe will make you buy, as American automakers can't make it work and they're pulling out of the EV market, or at least major sectors of it, which means you're looking at, Trump correctly said, a bloodbath for the auto industry. These workers understand she will gut their jobs, and they reacted accordingly. I'll explain more on the other side, but you couldn't see her face. She looked like she was about to cry. Could you hear it? Could you hear it in her voice?
I'm very disappointed in Sean O'Brien's leadership. I have found it increasingly alarming all year. When the Teamsters are in trouble, who do they call? When we need to make sure that Teamsters' pensions are bailed out, when we need to make sure that they have a fair shake at negotiating.
Cry all you want, honey. Here's Trump explaining what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were about to do to the American auto industry. This is why you've got 1.1 million Teamsters members. This is why 58% of them are like, oh, heck no, we're going with Donald Trump. Why? Because if they don't, they will be voting to eliminate their jobs and send them to China, specifically the Chinese plants down in Mexico. China has invested over $1 billion in plants in Mexico. Why? Because Joe Biden was about to subsidize those cars down in Mexico and gut the American auto industry. Here's Trump explaining this, okay? And this is why the left went so gaga over the term bloodbath in here. You'll see he was talking about the auto industry, but they didn't want Americans to understand Joe Biden. This is what China got for the $20 million that they gave to Hunter, okay? Joe Biden was about to subsidize the Chinese auto industry, the EV industry, at the expense of the American automobile industry. He was going to wipe them out with the EV mandate and then use taxpayer dollars to subsidize those EVs so China wins. I'll explain in the next segment. It's a horror show. And that's why the left went so wild about this clip. They had to distract from what Trump was saying. I had to confuse you, make you think he was talking about an actual physical bloodbath. Take a listen to why, you'll understand.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business yep. in our country. Think of it. Went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine, all he...
There was a... Actually, Fox Business has a Chinese CEO who was bragging that Joe Biden, with his EV mandate and all those plants they have now down in Mexico, were going to allow him very quickly in the next term to wipe out the U.S. auto industry. Yeah. I think the union members might have noticed the plan of the Democrats. They were with the Chinese, not America, and they just paid for it with the Teamsters Union non-endorsement of Her Highness.